Today's broadcast of Tradio on KFSK is brought to you in part by Rockies Marine, selling Yamaha four-stroke outboards from a 2.5-horsepower portable to the F-350 V8, all rated for ultra-low emissions, including the 4.2-liter V6, 225, 250, and 300-horsepower models. Yamaha's full four-stroke lineup, Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, and Saturday, 9 to 1, and on the web at rockiesmarine.com. 772-3949 or toll-free 800-478-3949. Tradio is also supported by Petersburg Properties, connecting buyers and sellers with local, residential, commercial, and remote property opportunities in Petersburg and Wrangell on the web at petersburgproperties.com.
Good morning. You're listening to KFSK. It's time for Tradio. I'm Tom Abbott, joined by Joe Bertagnoli. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning, Tom, and everybody out there.
We've got a caller. Our phone number is 907-772-3808. Beautiful morning. Mm-hmm. And if you are looking to buy, sell, trade, give us a call. We'll put you on the radio, and we'll take our first caller, line one. Good morning. You're on Tradio.
Good morning. This is Ann calling for the Humane Association.
All right. Good morning, Ann.
Hi, Ann.
So we have some wonderful kittens available for adoption, and they're vaccinated, age-appropriate vaccinations, and they've been treated with flea tick and worm medicine, and not that they had it, but they've been treated anyway, and they're good to go. We really need to find homes for some of these kittens now.
Kittens? How many do you
have?
Yes.
We have four that are ready right now and three that'll be ready soon.
All right. And you can see probably
pictures on our Facebook page and also on Petersburg Classifieds. Okay. And if anybody's interested in a kitten, they can call 907-518-1091.
Okay.
And that would help us out a lot. And also, independently of the Humane Association, I have another dog from up north here.
Ooh.
Yeah, I just got her in on Saturday. She's another sled dog. She looks like a small black wolf, actually, and she's got beautiful cedar or cinnamon-colored highlights that are amazing when she walks. And she's a good girl. She's learning how to be in a house, and yeah, she's real good. She gets along with other dogs. She's smart, learning fast.
Yeah, I saw a picture of her.
Yeah.
Well, she's cute. A cutie, yeah.
Yeah, she is. So if anybody's interested in adopting her, that would be great. And my phone number is 907-650-7811.
7811?
Yes. She needs a home where she can have quite a bit of attention, just to get her used to living in a home.
Sure. Okay.
How about around other dogs?
You know, living on a box on a chain for her life. So
yeah,
it's all new, but she's doing great.
Right. You said she was the lead dog. You said in that description. Yeah.
Yeah.
Good.
So she's in charge.
Yeah.
Yeah, she is. She plays well with other dogs. She plays a little tough sometimes, but she's just fun. She's full of playful energy.
Good. Oh, great. All right, thank you, Ann.
And how old do you think she is?
She's seven.
Seven
she
years?
She has great white teeth, really nice white, healthy teeth.
Okay, perfect. Yep.
All right.
All right, thanks, Ann. Okay.
Bye.
Hey, Public Health Center has moved up to the new medical center building up on, that'll be a trivia question one of these days. What's the name of that street?
Ooh.
So it's the new street that goes into where the new facility is. Located between 8th and 12th Streets off of Haugen Drive. So that's where Public Health Center now is located. Their phone number has remained the same, which is 772-4611. And they are up on the second floor, second door on the left past the stairs and the elevator. Petersburg Public Health Center is now in the new building up at the medical center site. And caller on line one. Good morning. You're on Tradio.
Hi, Joe and Tom. It's Sally calling from the Sun.
Good morning, Sally.
Good morning. Bingo this week starts at 6. Doors open at 6, starts at 7. And this week I made homemade ham salad spread, and I haven't figured out the sweet yet, but I'll get to it Friday.
Okay.
and must be 19 years or old to play. We need at least 18 players to play full prizes, so bring a friend or two with you when you come.
And Rhoda's back too?
Rhoda's back as a participant. She's not working yet,
mm-hmm.
but she's been back twice, and by the end of the night, she's looking pretty tired. But okay. she's been through a lot, so
sure.
we're just hoping that she remains on the path to less pain.
Right, okay.
Sorry, Rhoda, being too personal, but it's important to us too.
Sure.
Uh-huh.
Sure.
And then the exciting news that I sent you guys a PSA on, Oktoberfest signups are coming in about 3 weeks. September 4th, which is a Thursday, in front of Rexall from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Come and sign up. Check out the map. Give us a check. Fill out the form. And you got a space reserved for the event. Prices are the same as last year. This is the 49th annual Oktoberfest.
Wow, 49, that's a lot. So we're going to have a big 50th anniversary the following year here?
I think we should. We should do something anyway.
Something.
I haven't figured it out. I know the Muskie Malarears had their 50th last year.
Mm-hmm.
Just had a nice dinner. But, yeah, it's kind of important, these anniversaries that come up that are kind of, you know, big ones.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Anyway, you have it on. Gene was posted on Facebook. We've got the PSA with you guys. spread the word to your friends and come and sign up. 11 to 1, you've got to be there. And if you can't be there, have your delegate come there with their check and be able to fill your form out, because we're not doing any early signups. We won't hold a space without a check.
Ooh.
Or cash.
Perfect.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Sorry to be hardcore, but we kind of got stung a couple times.
Yeah.
We don't want to get in trouble.
Sure. Okay. Yeah. Understood. All right. Thank you, Sally.
Thanks, guys.
Have okay.
a wonderful day. By the way, the airport's completely clear today.
Great.
Yeah.
That's good. All right.
Yeah,
thanks.
It's just out in the Sound and the Narrows.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Sally.
Mm-hmm. Bye bye.
And next caller on line two. Good morning. You're on Tradio.
Good morning. It's Chelsea Tremblay calling.
Oh,
good morning, Chelsea.
Hi there. Just calling to remind people that Petersburg Friends and Neighbors, your local Indivisible chapter, organizing for the scope of these times. We're having a meeting tomorrow night, Thursday. That's pizza party starting at 5:30, meeting starting at 6. And we do have pizzas covered. So if people want to bring sides, they're welcome to. Otherwise, just come and enjoy some food before we get going on the meeting. And that's in the library community room. Again, food starting at 5:30. The meeting starts at 6. We go till about 7:30. And we have new people all the time. This will be a great meeting to come and get reoriented. As you've been on summer brain melt mode, this is a good one to check back in and reconnect with neighbors and talk about next steps going forward. So we hope to see folks there. And if anyone has any questions, my number is 907-518-0590.
All right.
590. All right. Thank you, Chelsea.
Thanks, Chelsea. Good luck.
Thank you. Have a good one. Enjoy the day.
Yeah, you too. Hey, and there's an informational meeting that the borough is putting together. It's the borough clerk and the borough manager providing an informational meeting with folks that are considering, interested at all about running for an elected position in the borough. They'll be going over the roles, the responsibilities, and all that, things that you need to know if you're interested in putting your name on the ballot. And that's going to be held Monday morning. 11 a.m. That's this coming Monday, the 18th. The deadline to file to get your name on the ballot is the following week on Tuesday, the 26th, 4:30 p.m., and you can do so in the municipal building. And you can also find all the information. It's on the KFSK online community calendar. It's also on the borough's website as well. So,
since you're retiring, you're signing up, right?
Let's move on, Joe. We've got.
Gee, you always cut me off, Tom, with the good stuff.
We've got another caller here. Caller on line one. Good morning. You're on Tradio.
Good morning. This is Marilee.
Good morning, Marilee.
Hi, Marilee.
I have cushions for a bench, a garden bench, 30 inches. My new garden bench is only 28 inches. So if anyone can use them, they are, you know, they're padded. It was padded for outdoor garden benches. They have not been outdoor much. They were only out when I was actually out sitting on them, because the nice days when I was out sitting on them, somebody's waiting to water the garden. So as soon as I got through sitting, I brought them in. So anyway, they're in like new condition. They're not cushy, but they're regular cushions for benches. Two of them, so there's one for the back and one for the seat. So if anybody can use them, I would be glad to get rid of them. I would take donation to Beerford the radio station for $25 or so, and they're theirs.
Okay.
All right.
My number is 707-772-3136.
Got it.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you, Marilee. Mm-hmm.
Bye.
Okay. Also coming up next week, interested in becoming a foster or adoptive parent, there is a statewide meeting and resource family orientation taking place next Thursday night, 7 o'clock, and it's online. You learn about the steps to becoming a resource family, reviewing the application process, clarifying what's available for support for you, and you can pre-register or ask for more information by contacting 800-478-7307, and that is next Thursday night at 7 p.m. If you'd like to participate in it, you can contact the radio station and we can provide you with the entry code and all of that to join the meeting. But if you just want to get information and pre-register, call 800-478-7307. Caller on line one, good morning, you're on Tradio.
Hey there, good morning. This is Leah calling to let people know that we are doing a pop-up protest this Friday, August 15th, 5 p.m., corner of Haugen and Nordic, which is the federal building, and this is protesting Putin being in our state. Please bring signs and flags, Ukraine flags, American flags, Alaskan flags, and hope to see you there.
Okay. 5 o'clock?
5 p.m. You got
5 o'clock Friday. Okay, yep. Got it. Thank you, Leah.
Thanks, Leah.
Okay, great. Yep, you bet.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Okay. That is Friday, 5 o'clock. That's right down there at Haugen and Nordic, right by the totems as well. The old post office, the current well underway reconstruction.
Total. Mega remodel.
Right.
Yeah, it's been going on for a while.
It has been.
Pretty extensive what they're doing to that building. I think it's going to be unrecognizable.
I always refer to it as the old Nixon building.
The old Nixon building. Is that where they got the money for it?
Well, in his portrait hung there, and probably still there. I don't know if it's still there. It stayed there forever because it was under his administration that it
got funded.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, I remember Nixon. Did you vote for Nixon?
No, I didn't.
You weren't old enough to vote.
I wasn't old enough to vote. Caller on line one. Good morning. You're on Tradio.
Yes. Good morning, guys. This is Diane Mars calling.
Good morning, Diane.
I still have a bunch of stuff on the end of my road that's free. I decided I'll just give it away if somebody wants it.
That's up at the top of Joa.
Yes, 804 Joa. There's car chains, lots of rope. There's aluminum. There's a brailer bag or whatever it is. I'm not sure what that is.
Uh-huh.
And, yeah.
Fishing gear, yeah.
Yeah, I would just like, and some pipe.
You just want it gone.
I want it gone by the end of the day so I don't have to take it to the dump. I hate to take good, this rope would be great for swings. Somebody wants to put some swings out in the woods somewhere. It'd be great for that. So, but it's all free.
Okay.
Somebody wants to come up and
804 Joe.
Pick through it. Yeah, all righty. Thanks,
Diane.
All right, thanks, Diane. And next caller on line two. Good morning. You're on Tradio.
Hey, guys. It's Devrin.
Hey, Devrin.
Hey, Devrin.
Hey, I wanted to give a public shout out to the handful of responders that have been stepping up and helping with EMS and fire. these last couple months. It's been busy, and it's a lot of work falling on the shoulders of very few. So I just wanted to give a public shout out for that.
Thank you, nice. Devin. That's great.
That is really good. So, and is there any training class coming up at any time soon, or just call the fire hall at 3355 for information, or what?
To get more? And we've been trying to post stuff online a little bit. So I'm not calling as part of the fire department. I'm just calling to just give a big shout out to the people who really, really deserve it.
All right. Okay.
They know who they are.
Oh, yeah. Thanks, Devin.
Thank you, Devin.
All right. Thanks, guys.
All right. See ya. All right. Well, I think we can get to a rundown, Joe.
Okay.
Hey, the Parks and Rec Youth Volleyball, the elementary school kids, that's going on this week. This is day three. But next week, the middle schoolers, Monday through Friday, you can still register for that one at the Parks and Rec Community Center, or call Parks and Rec at 772-3392. So there you go.
We good?
School's coming up.
Oh, yippee. Yeah, it actually doesn't start till after Labor Day this year.
Yep.
You know, usually they started a couple days before Labor Day and then take a Labor Day weekend off.
Yeah, all of a sudden, right away, you get a three-day weekend.
Yeah, and then now they go back. So I think they kind of says, well, that's crazy. Let's just wait the start of the day after Labor Day. They're going to start that Tuesday. The 2nd is the first day of school.
Yep.
So,
right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, rundown. We started with Ann from the Humane Society. She's got a pile of kittens, at least four available now, three of them soon, that they'd love to find homes for. I'm sure they're adorable kittens. I just love kittens. Ask my wife. I love them, love them, love them. Well, not well. Anyway.
Pumpkin.
Yeah, pumpkin. I tolerate. But anyhow, and they have a dog, too, that came down from up north. It was a sled dog. They brought it down here. They're trying to home it. It's a female. It's 7 years old. It's, you can see a picture on their Facebook page. It's a good-looking dog, well-behaved, and just needs to be found a home. So if you're interested in that, call Ann at 907-650-7811. For the kittens, you can call 907-518-1091, which is the Humane Society number. Sally called. Bingo's on for Friday. Oh, doors open at 7. Doors open at 6. Bingo starts at 7. And I didn't write down the menu, but I'm sure it's going to be good. It always is. And she gave an early shout-out also for sign-ups for the Oktoberfest, which is coming up in September 4th. Sign-ups in front of the drugstore. Sign up for your preferred spot if you want to get down there early. Must have cash or check in order to reserve your spot. But be there September 4th in front of the Rexall. Chelsea called. There's a meeting on
Thursday,
at 5:30. There's a pizza party. They have pizzas. If you want to bring sides, that's fine. If you're not interested in that, just come to the meeting at 6. It's the friends and neighbors trying to, you know, regroup or, you know, inform people of what's going on, and because lots is happening in the world here. So if you're interested in that, or remember, or want to find out what it's all about, show up at the library at 5:30. If you want pizza, 6 o'clock if you want a meeting. Marilee called, and she has some garden bench cushions 30 inches in length. She has the front and the back, so a cushion 30 inches in length, and she would like $25 donation to KFSK. If you're interested in that, call Marilee at 907-772-3136. Leah called, and they're scheduling a pop-up protest at the corner of Haugen and Nordic in the front of the old Forest Service building, or Nixon building, or whatever you want to call it. It's the remodeled Forest Service building. They're working on it. It's not occupied right now, but they're going to have one there on the corner where the totems is. And it's, it's a protest in the Putin in the state. So if you got to bring signs, whatever, just show up. And if you're interested in something like that, 5 o'clock Friday on the corner. Diane Marsh called, and she wants to get rid of the stuff. She's got some free stuff at the end of Joa. It's going to go up the hill here. If they can't get rid of it, she wants to clean up the yard. If you're interested in it, some lines, some miscellaneous fishing stuff, take a look, 804 Joa, and help her out and clean up the yard. And Devrin called, and he was just calling as Devrin, and going to shout out to the responders on the ambulances and the fire trucks and all the emergency responders. They're kind of light shorthanded, I should say. So it's been a burden on those that are active. So those that are active have been really active. It's been a busy time. We sure appreciate that. Anybody that shows up, and it's noticed in the community because it makes us safer for that. And that was it, Tom.
All right. Thank you, Joe. One more thing is that Humanity in Progress, they're holding a empty bowl fundraiser early October. They're still looking for collections of bowls. If you'd like to donate a bowl, whether it's wood, ceramic, any bowl, they are looking for donations of those bowls, and you can drop it off at their location this Sunday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. They are at 208 A Haugen Drive. That's 3rd and Haugen, just uphill from the Presbyterian Church. And that's 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. this Sunday. Drop off any bowls you'd like to donate to that. The Humanity in Progress Empty Bowl Fundraiser coming up early October.
So, Tom.
Yes, Joe.
You kind of said something about, you know, the name of the road. It's going to be trivia.
Yes.
Do I get a pizza if I know the word name of the road?
Do you know it now?
Yeah.
Well, I'm not going to. No.
Come on. Well, you said it's a. Come it's, on. It's gotta, you said it's a trivia question.
Well, yeah, it will
come
be.
Come on. I didn't have a chance to call in this morning. So, okay, I'm not telling you then.
Yeah, right.
What? I do know it.
We'll do it next week. How's that?
Okay.
I'll probably forget by then, but that's okay.
You're going to have to research what the name is, though.
Oh, I do know what the name is.
Oh, you do? Oh, that's right. Your wife works at the hospital.
Well, I know what it is.
You probably got inside track there.
No. It's public.
It is.
Yeah, I think it is. I don't think they put the sign up yet.
No.
I don't think it's designated there on the road. So when you're driving up Haugen, you've passed 8th Street, and before you get to 12th Street, on the left side, everybody knows where it is,
yeah.
Where the new hospital site
right.
is going to be. That street has a name,
mm-hmm.
but they haven't put up the street sign yet.
Is it going to be called a street, an avenue, a circle, or what?
I think it's street.
Oh, I already gotcha.
Okay. I think it is.
No?
I know. All right. Okay. That's it for Tradio. We'll do it again on Friday morning. And hope you have a great day today. Good report there from Sally that the fog has lifted over the airport. So that's good news on Flight 65. We'll have the jet report for you coming up here in a little bit from Viking Travel. And again, experiencing a stroke is the topic on line one. That's a statewide healthcare discussion coming up at 10 o'clock this morning. Hope you have a great day.
Today's broadcast of Tradio on KFSK comes from Alaska Commercial Electronics, with sales, installation, and service of marine electronics, including Furunu and Nobletech, in Petersburg since 1986. Alaska Commercial Electronics, 907-772-3893. And from the Tongass Federal Credit Union, now with a dedicated member call center and free financial counseling, on Main Street and at 907-772-2900. Open Monday through Friday from 10 to 5. Also with support from Apex Refrigeration and Heating, available for industrial, commercial, and residential refrigeration and heating needs at 907-650-7615.